The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has released its latest report on Arctic warming. The yearly update, called the Arctic Report Card, draws on monitoring of land, water, plants, and animals in the high latitudes. University of Alaska Fairbanks Geology and Geophysics Professor Vladimir Romanovsky is responsible for tracking changes in permafrost and hydrology. Romanovsky says the latest data shows some nuance to recent years' trends.
Permafrost started to accelerate in warming in Siberia during the last two, three years. In Alaska, on the North Slope, permafrost was not changing in terms of temperature too much during the last 5 to 6 years. However, we start to see some acceleration of warming again after this pause.
Romanovsky says the bump in warming did not extend into interior Alaska, and he believes that the coastal change reflects decreasing sea ice.
There's dramatic changes in sea ice. Even if this year the extent of summer sea ice was not as the previous 2 years, it's still much smaller than norm.
Romanovsky says there was also increased flow in some Arctic rivers. He says the rivers are not glacial-fed, and melting permafrost does not provide enough water to account for the kind of increase being measured.
There is some indication there was a little bit of increase in precipitation, but it seems like precipitation cannot explain this increase. So it definitely is something going on with permafrost, but it's still a little bit of mystery, so we are working on it.
Romanovsky says permafrost melting could be altering the drainage landscape and redirecting the flow of water. Continued evidence of change to vegetation and wildlife due to warming are also detailed in the latest Arctic report card.